never know.
Blog Talk Radio.
You hear that? 84-0. I'm back from Ukraine. Charlie Villanoff, pound for pound king. What's up, everybody? One second. Let me connect the charger. I'm talking about my last fight. One second. All right, well, here's what happened. I broke somebody's face, man. Long story short. I mean, honestly, you be the judge. Anybody who's listening to this right now, I mean, I'm beating the shit out of everybody in my state, in my country, where I live, in Los Angeles. I'm kicking the shit out of everybody. MMA guys, boxers, kickboxers, street fighters, fucking everybody. Underground fighters, mainstream clowns, Deontay Wilder, punched him in the face, the guy flew fucking 10 feet. Man was a senior, I beat Derek the Giant, I beat Gio Zavala, I beat that EFC MMA guy, the TV guy that tried to bear hug, and I punched him in the head 10 times. I'm beating all these guys' asses. I beat Teardrop, multiple offense murder. Musclehead, bodybuilder, knocked him the fuck out cold. I'm beating everybody. I go to Ukraine. What do I do in Ukraine? I get married with the most beautiful woman, with the most gorgeous girl that's ever existed, the hottest, sexiest, most beautiful girl, my wife, Daria Zelenoff. I get married. I went there to get married. I did not go to Ukraine to fight. Seriously, I had no idea that I was going to fight there. I wasn't even looking for boxing rings over there. The second time I went there, I didn't even take my gloves with me. I didn't even take my trunks with me. The first time I went there, yeah. But then I was like, wait a minute. I'm here strictly for love. I'm not here, you know. Yeah, in LA, you know. Yeah, that's where the fight's at. But here, I'm strictly here for love. And there you have it, man. Let's talk about the first one in Ukraine. Well, me and my wife went to a club. It was, it was her brother's birthday, and we all went to celebrate. And this one dude that they all knew, you know, he was sitting next to me and my wife, and, the motherfucker put his arm around. If he would put his arm around my wife, he would not be in good condition. He was already not in good condition. I fucked him up. But he put his arm around the chair where my wife was sitting on. And I had my arm around her, like around her physically, you know what I'm saying? And he put his arm around the chair that she was sitting on. And I'm thinking, like, okay. And I'm like, what's this about? And I'm like, all right. So then he starts talking to me. He's like, yo, Charlie, man. He's like, I respect, man. She's yours. She's all yours. She's your wife. I'm just a friend, you know. I just know her brother a long time. I just know that, you know, we just, you know, it's all a friend thing. And don't get offended, nothing. I'm like, all right, cool, man. I'm like, I'm not saying nothing, man. I'm it's all good. Then he starts talking about boxing. Motherfucker, you know, tells me to go outside. He's like, well, let's go outside. I'm talking with mom and go get a smoke now. So, you know, all right, let's go outside. So we're having a talk. He tells me to show him some moves. He says he's a street fighter. You know, I told him, world champion. I told him I would knock Vitaly Klitschko the fuck out. I told him Klitschko's a fraud. I told him I'd beat Deontay Wilder, Derek the Giant. I showed him videos and all that shit. So there we get into his stance, and I literally hit him in the jaw. What? I went easy on him. What? I hit him in the jaw, and he stumbled. Now, then we go back in the club, and then he's like, all right, let's go back outside, all right? This motherfucker gets in the stance, and he starts, like, dancing around, like, you know, like, moving around. He starts doing that dance around bullshit. I jab him in the body, and then right as soon as I jab him in the body, I go up top. Bam, bam. Right in the face. Hit him right in the face. Then we go third round. Right? Third round. I put my hands up. And I told him, I wanted to give him a free shot. I told him, come on, go, swing. I'm like, swing, I'm giving you a free shot. I wanted to counter him. And the motherfucker, he was so terrified of me. He didn't know what to do. He tried to swing. As soon as he barely, like, moved his arm, this is it. I already hit him in the jaw. Bob. Clean connect. Charlie Zelenoff, 83-0. No, 84 was much better. 84 was just, I'd say, man, that 84 was, it's up there with the Derek the Giant win, man. I'm going to go as far and say that. It's up there, yeah, it's up there with Derek the Giant win. It's up there with the win when I punched Deontay Wilder in the ring. It's up there with the, Joe Zavala victory. Oh, yeah, when I beat Joe Zavala. It's up there when I beat that MMA fighter when I hit him 10 times in the head. It's up there. Oh yeah, it's up there. Hell, it might be above some of those ones, man. It was phenomenal. Motherfucker I was talking to over there, he knew a guy that does MMA fighting and boxing. He says, he's like, my friend, he's a boxer and he's a champion in MMA. And I'm like, really? I'm like, I'm the greatest boxer of all time. I'm champion all over the United States. You know, I beat many fighters. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Derek the Giant. I beat Joe Zavala. You know, I showed him some videos, and he shows me photos of this MMA guy, and it looked legit. The motherfucker was in, he was holding some belt. He was in the ring. And haters, you listen to this? You guys like crowds, right? Well, that guy that I beat, he was in front of a crowd, and he won a fight. His opponent was down, and he was holding a belt, and there was a crowd. Now, check this out. I tell the guy, his friend, that knew this MMA champion, right? This Ukrainian MMA champion. I tell the guy, I'm like, where is he? He's like, he lives right here in the same house you and your wife live at. I'm like, you kidding? He was here. He's like, yep. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, let's make the fight happen right now. He's like, well, I can do it on Monday. I'm like, Monday? I'm like, my birthday's on Monday, man. I'm like, I gotta celebrate with my wife, and plus I'm leaving. My Ukrainian visa is expiring. I gotta go back to the States. You know, what do you mean Monday? Let's do it right now. And he's like, well, I don't know. I got to call him. I got to find out if he's available, if he can do it, if he's not busy. I'm like, listen, give him a call. Tell him we've got to fight. Let's make it happen. Yeah. Now, you hate or see? Now, that is real combat. That is real fucking boxing. Not that bullshit. Not that mainstream BS, that procrastination. Oh, you know, like those two clowns, Mayweather and Pacquiao, that I would fucking murder inside the ring. Oh, let's do the fight in 8 years. Yeah, I'll be ready in 8 years. It took them 8 years to do the fight, right? Quote unquote fight. So I told the motherfucker, let's do the fight right now. So he calls him. He's like, all right, fuck it. He asks him. He says, I have an opponent here, Charlie Zelenoff. He's like, do you want to fight him? And he asked him if he had gloves, and he said that his gloves, the MMA fighter said his gloves were at the gym. He says he doesn't even, he's like, no. He's like, I'm not going to the gym, man. And I'm like, fuck it. Let's go without gloves. We show up to his house. All right? Yeah, my wife, I told her after. I didn't want to worry her. She doesn't want me bare-knuckling. I just told her that I'm going someplace to eat. I after I smashed the motherfucker, I told her. Anyways, we show up to the guy's house. He comes out. You know, I come out. This is it. I'm ready. I'm pumped up. It took him about 5 minutes to come out. This motherfucker comes out. He looks about 180, 185, 190 at the most. About 6'3", 6'4". Big motherfucker, big, solid motherfucker. And, I mocked him. I pat him on the back. I'm like, hey, so you're the MMA champion they're all talking about, huh? So I heard you kicking some ass, huh? I heard you whooping some ass. And he started smiling. I'm like, I heard him. He's like, yeah, your friend showed me some pictures, man. You knocked some guy out. Shit, man. I'm like, what are you undefeated? How many wins you got, man? You undefeated, man? Shit, so you'd be whooping everybody's ass here in Ukraine, huh? And you know what I tell them after that? I tell them, well, how about you go up against me now? And right there, I get into a stance, right there, and this son of a bitch just, like, shit himself. And I mean literally shit himself. He was like, whoa. That's why if you understand Russian and you watch that audio video on YouTube, you're going to understand it. He was scared. He started giving excuses. He was like, I mean, yeah, he got scared. No, we were both in the stands. But he was just like, fuck, he didn't expect it. And that was it. Left hook to the cheekbone. I punched him in the face. Yeah, I punched him in the face. This is that. And he stumbled. He wobbled. And yeah, could have knocked him out cold. But, you know, like I said, me and my wife lived there, and I don't want, you know. I don't know. In Ukraine, you know, the chances of legal troubles happening are very low, but still, you know, you don't want to risk that. But it was one hell of a victory, man. He didn't throw back. He didn't, you know. Hey, box wreck. You fucking retards, man. You sore losers, man. You fucking box wreck. You people, like I said, you people are delusional. Why did I win again? Why? Come on, the guy, I mean, his friends showed me pictures of him fighting in front of crowds. Doesn't that kind of remind you of that mainstream bullshit? Okay, well, he was winning in front of crowds, and he lost to me in a bare knuckle fight outside his house. All right, there you go. That's why I kept saying underground boxing, bare knuckle, ring, gloves. Of course, ring and gloves are the best. Ring and gloves is the safest with, you know, no precautions. But bare knuckle, it's hardcore. You know, when you fight somebody bare knuckle, that's just, you know, like clowns like Floyd Mayweather Jr., you know, people, you know, that make a mockery out of my sport, like Floyd Mayweather Jr., they would never fight bare knuckle. Okay, look at Floyd Mayweather Jr. Just look at him. I mean, like, you know what I see? I see a faggot. I see a fucking fruitcake. I see a soft guy pretending to be hard. I see a fake guy pretending to be real. You know what I mean? That's what I see. If I punched Floyd Mayweather Jr., like I punched that MMA guy, oh, that MMA guy would beat the shit. He would choke Mayweather out. He would just submit him. I'm just saying. But if I punched Mayweather Jr. like I punched MMA champion from Ukraine, Mayweather Jr. would go to sleep. Yeah, you saw how I hit Deontay Wilder? I mean, come on. We're talking 6'7", 230 pounds here, man. Floyd, 6'7", 230, what are you, 5'7", 130, 5'7", 140? He nearly flew out of the ring. You would literally fly out of the fucking ring. Fucking clown, man. I beat his dad's ass. I punched his dad so many times, his dad flew into the fucking ropes. And this motherfucker didn't say a fucking word about it. He didn't, I don't know if he said something, if he wrote a comment about it or something, but the point is he didn't do shit about it. I was there in Vegas that day, the next day. I said, Floyd, me and you, nothing. I'm 84-0. You understand? Lydell Rhodes. This Lydell Rhodes bum. I'm beating fucking cruiserweight MMA champions in Ukraine, this Lydell Rhodes guy. If I hit Lydell Rhodes one time in the jaw, man, he'd be a vegetable. I'd paralyze him, man. Motherfucker coming from behind, man, that's not a win. That's called being a coward, man. Let him do that. Let him do that from the front. Let him do that. That's why when I try to get in his face, after, you know, if you saw the post fight, me and Mayweather, I try to get in Lydell Rhodes' face. He had his people get in the middle. He's out of my league, man. Yeah, but now Lydell Rhodes, he doesn't want to fight because he saw me beat Deontay Wilder. He's like, oh, fuck that. He's like, I'm cool, man. He told me to beat Derek the Giant. He's like, I'm cool, man. So he realized I'm on a whole different level. But, I mean, What can I say, man? Pound for Pound Radio has been absent for a long time. I mean, I was in Ukraine, man. Come on, I got a wife, man. I gotta make love to my wife, and I won two fights, you know. And you dudes, no haters, are sitting on the computer just talking and talking and talking and talking. I mean, and another question I want to answer. Question, somebody asked, I don't really read the comments much anymore. Somebody asked Frank Steyer. Now, Frank Steyer, all right, let me give you an example. Let's say one day you're walking on the street, right? And you step on a cockroach. You just accidentally kill a cockroach. You're just walking on the street and you step on a roach. You're like, oh, fuck, I just stepped on a roach. You know, are you going to go and talk about it? Are you going to make it public? Are you going to go on fucking Twitter or Facebook? Are you going to be like, oh, my God, I just stepped on a roach? No, you're not going to do it. Well, I mean, come on. Why the fuck would you do that, right? You're not going to do it. Do you see my point? Frank Steyer is not worth the mention. He's a nobody. You understand? I can't even say that I made him. Made what? He's nothing. He's zero. He's made him. Made who? Whoa. He's a nobody. He's a fucking nobody. The guy has mental problems. You understand? I used him for Deontay Wilder's contract. I wanted to fuck up Deontay Wilder. I fucked up Deontay Wilder in the ring, and that's it. Yeah, lucky punch, fluke, outside the ring, got disqualification, whatever the fuck. Listen, I'm last two fights, I didn't even get touched. Let Deontay Wilder fight me right now. Let him box me right now. I guarantee you I put him out cold in the first round. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. If Deontay Wilder fights me now, I guarantee you, first round knockout, cold. He's going to sleep. If I TKO'd him, come on, at that time, I was not nearly as strong as I am now. If I got him at that time, when I hit him with that left, and he flew the fuck away like that, if we fought now, yeah, there would be ambulances picking up Deontay Wilder. But anyways, Frank Steyer is a nobody. You understand? This guy's a clown. Me and Curtis went to Vegas. I told Curtis right after we talked to this moron. I said, hey, Curtis, I don't like this guy. I don't trust this motherfucker. He's a clown. That's it. Look at how many fights I won. Hey, Frank, did you give me that fight against the Ukrainian champion in Ukraine? No. Exactly. All these great fights I'm winning, man. I'm going to gyms, man. I'm challenging heavyweights. I'm beating heavyweights. That's what I've been. I'm the goat, man. I don't need anybody. You understand? Yeah, I need my wife. I love my wife. I need my wife. Yeah, but I'm talking about boxing. I don't, you know. Yeah, okay, cameraman. Of course, I need a cameraman. You know what I mean? There's no. Well, yeah, okay. The Ukrainian. That match. There was a matchmaker in that fight. It was a bare knuckle championship. You know, yeah, matchmakers are good, but see, Frank Steyer, he's a type of, he's not a matchmaker. He's a fucking retard. He tried to send me up. He tried to make the fight with Wilder. He made the fight with Wilder because he wanted Wilder. He was sure that Wilder was going to beat me, and then Wilder lost to me, and he was like, oh fuck, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's why. And then he, you know, they were claiming the disqualification loss for Wilder being a knockout win for him when it was really a DQ loss and behind that a TKO loss. And if Wilder fights me right now, he gets knocked out cold. Deontay, 84-0, motherfucker. 84-0, you son of a bitch. I just beat a Ukrainian MMA champion. Hey, I'm back in L.A., motherfucker. Back in L.A. Oh, yeah. Anytime, Puck. You know where I was? You know my number? We could do it at the same gym. Any fucking gym. Any fucking gym, honestly. Hey, you know what, Deontay? Bare knuckle. Bare knuckle. Me and you, motherfucker. I'll show you what a real fucking champion is, you fucking pussy. I'll knock your fucking teeth out, put it on YouTube, and then we're going to see who the fucking champ is. That's it. Lights out, you son of a bitch. fucking glass jaw pussy. Oh yeah, well it wasn't Carlos Molina, it was Eric Molina. That was the guy's name, right? Listen, I don't keep track of these fucking paid professional actors' names. That Eric Molina guy. Dude, man, my opponents would annihilate him. I would literally kill that guy in the ring. That guy nearly knocked Deontay Wilder the fuck out. He stunned him once. Wilder's legs go spaghetti, and then this motherfucker hits Wilder again, and then Wilder's shit goes spaghetti again. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm watching this shit. I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, this guy's a fucking clown, man. I'm like, first punch, I touched this motherfucker in the jaw. This motherfucker's literally went fucking flying, man. Motherfucker went flying, man. Come on, man. Do you understand? His main weakness is the jaw. Deontay Wilder, his chin. He has a very weak chin. All I have to do is connect on him. Not even full power. Just hit him like 70% and that, boom, he's gone. This is it. 100%, he'd end his career, man. Yeah, Mayweather Jr. is too small. He knows he would get knocked out cold by me. I don't think he's going to fight me. But if he does, if he's that stupid, then, you know. I'd put an asterisk to all his 48 fights, his quote-unquote fights. But if he, what's 48-0 compared to 84-0? 48-0, 84-0. Man, that's that's, I got a lot more wins than Floyd Mayweather Jr., man. I got more knockouts. I got 55 knockouts. I got more knockouts than Mayweather Jr. has wins total. That's how much better I am than him. I am the greatest of all time. I am the face of boxing. I am the mecca of the sport of boxing. I am the GOAT. Boxring.com is delusional. The haters are delusional. The non-believers, the naysayers, you know, the detractors, non-believers, the shit talkers, the spammers, the clowns on the internet, the pretend fans, the mainstream boxing media, Jim Lampley. What's that other clown's name? Larry Merchant. Jimmy Leninger, Joe Rogan, Dana White, they are clowns. You understand? They are pretenders. Boxing is not a show. Yeah, that show fighting stuff, it's not legit. If they're so legit, like some guy asked me, well, he said one of the greatest fighters ever, Charlie Zano. Well, listen, thank you, but he asked me, why not make loads of money and beat the shit out of all these guys on TV? I beat Deontay Wilder, man. He's a TV fighter. He fights on TV. Okay, Chuck Liddell, I ran him off the street. Another TV guy. Joe Zavala, another TV guy. I beat him. I beat them, but I beat them underground. I beat them in the underground. Why I don't beat them on TV, because those TV, it's corrupt, it's fixed, they don't treat me for who I am. I'm number one pound for pound. Like, if they would go on ESPN and they would say, all right, here's Charlie Zano, greatest boxer of all time, pound for pound, number one, you know, undefeated. If they would say my actual record, you know, if they would post my fights, how I'm beating Derek the Giant, Joe Zavala, yeah, then I would fight on TV. But they're not. They're not treating me for who I am. Okay, but mainstream boxing, right? They're claiming they got the millions, they got this. Hey, but do they have a middleweight beating 300-pound heavyweights? Do they have that? They got weight classes. They got bullshit weight classes. Each weight class being 5 pounds apart, man. 5 pounds apart, motherfucker. You got weight classes being 5 pounds apart. Why the fuck do you need it? 5 pounds? What's 5 pounds going to do, man? 6 pounds, 7, 8 pounds, 10 pounds. What is that going to do? I beat a motherfucker who's 140 pounds heavier than me, man. Derek the Giant, man. Jim Zavala, like 260. I'm 160, 100 pounds heavier than me, man. What's 5 pounds going to do? Do you see my point? Money scam. Why do they have so many weight classes? Money scam. You don't need any promoters. Matchmakers, okay, fine. Promoters, none of that bullshit. You don't need that stuff, man. It's all bullshit. Mainstream boxing is a joke. That's it. That's all I'm saying. I saw Chuck Liddell. I told him, me and you right now. He said no. I said, fine. In the ring. He said no to that. So how can you call him a real fighter? And then he goes talking shit about me. Hey, I'll tell you what. If I see Chuck Liddell again, he's going to sleep. I don't give a fuck who he's with. I don't care if he's with his whole goddamn family. I don't care if he's with his fucking grandfather and uncle. I don't give a fuck. He's getting knocked out. That motherfucker ran his mouth. He got punked by me, and then he ran his mouth after being punked by me, after I humiliated him, after I literally humiliated the shit out of him. I made him cross the street. I told Chuck Liddell, I said, keep walking. I told him, keep walking. He heard me, too, and he kept walking. And this motherfucker has the nerve to tell Ellie Segback to talk shit about me, and he's going to pay for his shit when I see him again, if I see him again. He's going to pay for his shit. I'm going to make him pay. You see what I do it for? You see the passion? You see the pride? Real champion. I went to Ukraine. I beat two different motherfuckers. Now that's real fucking champion. You know how tough it is in Ukraine? Huh? Yeah, I was in the western part, but still, they got war in that country, and I went there. I went to Ukraine with a Russian last name. And I'm an American. My parents are from Ukraine. Most of my family is from Ukraine. But the point is, Zelenov is Russian last name, and a lot of people. I speak Russian. I speak fluent Russian. I don't. My wife is fluent Ukrainian. She's Ukrainian and Polish. But the point is, I went to Ukraine and I beat down two motherfuckers, and that takes a lot of guts, a lot of heart, a lot of skill, power, and finesse and world class ability to do what I did. And 16 away from the 100, and I'm just blessed to say that I'm blessed to say that I'm Charlie Zane, man. Like if these TV clowns, if they treated me for who I was, they would be like, all right, Charlie's the number one pal. No. Like, you see how at the store at the Grove, how you saw how they treated me? You saw how they got the cup and they put Charlie's the number one champ, GOAT, number one pound for pound? Yeah, if ESPN said Charlie's the number one pound for pound, the GOAT, the best, if ESPN did that, I would be like, all right, ESPN, give me a contract. We'll do the fight. I'll fight anybody you got. But see, I'm beating super heavyweights. Even if, well, these guys are not legit, but let's say they were to become legit. Well, I would, are you kidding me? I'm beating cruiserweights. I'm beating heavyweights. You put a guy the same size as me in the ring, they'll get killed. You know what I mean? You're literally going to have death in the ring. You know what I'm saying? And nobody wants that to happen. And even I don't want that to happen. You understand that a lot of fights you see on YouTube of me TKOing guys, yeah, I'm not throwing full power at them because I don't want legal precautions at those gyms. And I've had plenty already. I'm going overtime. God, I haven't done it on the radio in a long time, man. I was in Ukraine with my wife. I'm going back there. Well, I know when, but it's not, come on, there and back, it's a lot of money. I gotta make some money, I gotta do some stuff so that, and paperwork so they can let her out. And then I'm going back to my baby. But, yeah, Charlie's the best ever, man. 84-0, man, 84-0, you hear that, Floyd? Floyd Fakeweather? Oh, man, I would annihilate Mayweather Jr. I would beat him so bad. See, the thing is, I would actually want to, like, go, like, 10% on him and just fight his fight. hear me? I would actually want to do that. I would want to fight his fight. You know, I'll box the shit out of him and then put him to sleep. I want to do that. I really, really want to do that. Yeah, I just want to bust up Floyd Jr. for maybe 1, 2, 3 rounds, and round 4, boom, this is a nap time, motherfucker. You don't need NyQuil. Charlie Zay. Right or left hook, you're gone, son. I'm telling you. But the thing is, I'm so powerful that as soon as I let my hands go, as soon as I open up, he's going to sleep. There's even if I hold back, there's no way he's going to. I saw this skinny fucking crackhead, this pussy, this joke of a boxer, Paul Spadafora. This guy beat the fuck out of Floyd Mayweather Jr. for 6 rounds. If Charlie Zon off hit Floyd Mayweather Jr., Floyd Mayweather Jr. would be in a hospital for at least 5 to 6 months, and Frank State would be bringing him fucking flowers, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Charlie Zonoff beats any man in the world, in any country, any roles. Hey, we won bare knuckle, man. Me against that Ukrainian, bare knuckle, man. And I beat him with one punch, man. I told him, whoever speaks Russian can listen to the video. Listen, I gave him a fair shot. I told him. I squared up. I told him, this is it, me against you. And then I hit him. He was in a stance. He was backing down. He was scared. He was the jitters hit him. I beat him mentally even before I beat him physically. And then I beat him mentally, and then I physically smashed him. So there you have it. I conquered boxing. I ruled boxing. I'm the best. I'm just, you know. Real life fans, they support me and treat me, you know, for the champ that I am, for the great champion that I am. These TV mainstream people, they don't treat me for who I am. Cuba Gooding Jr. saw me hit the punching bag, and he was like, "Holy shit!" He's like, "Oh, I'll be honest. He's like, I'm involved with a lot of, you know, a lot of these TV guys. I've never seen anybody." I should have recorded and say that. He said Cuba Gooding Jr., the actor, Academy Award winner. Cuba said that, you know, he never seen anybody hit that hard. John Barnthal from The Walking Dead. I don't watch that show. I don't know if he's still on there, but he was on that show, The Walking Dead, and John Barnthal said that he's never seen anybody punch that hard. He's never seen heavyweights hit that hard. He said it on video. He said, Paul Spadafora's known piss blood. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm not telling people, oh, yeah, everybody should be kissing my ass and saying, yeah, okay, this, that. I'm not saying that, man. I mean, it's just unfair, you know, to sell 84-0 fighter short. You can't sell an 84-0 fighter short, man. Look how beautiful my wife is, man. You think I married a woman that beautiful by accident, man? Oh, come on, what's wrong with you fucking people, man? You haters have delusions in your head, man. You haters are sick, man. You people need a psychiatrist. You people need help, and that is the only thing I can tell you. This is it. There's nothing more I can tell you. All right, you know what else I can tell you? That I'm number one pound for pound, and once again, you haters are delusional. This is it. Everything you people said about me on the forums, you were wrong. And I told you you were wrong from the very beginning. And that's it. I told you that I'm the best. You did not believe me. I showed you proof. You still doubted me. I showed you more proof. You still doubted me. I showed you more proof. You doubted me more. I continued showing more and more and more. Hey, listen. 84-0, motherfuckers. And people say, oh, what's Charlie? Is he going to win overseas? Was he going to win overseas? I go to Ukraine. I won 2 fights overseas. Then I beat a Ukrainian MMA champion overseas. I get married. These motherfuckers said I'd never get married. They said I'd never get married. Come on, man. These motherfuckers. fuckers, they would talk so much shit, man. Hey, look how beautiful my wife is. You said, hey, who's kissing her at the wedding in a suit? Who's wearing that suit? Who's kissing the bride? Charlie's on off, motherfuckers, number one, pound for pound, 84 and off, cemented. Cemented. You hear that? Charlie's on off, man. Legend in the making, baby. Number one, pound for pound. The greatest boxer to ever wear some gloves. That's me. I would knock out Sugar Ray Robinson. I would knock out Muhammad Ali. I would knock out Mike Tyson. I would knock out anybody. These morons, these clowns, these overrated fighters that you people think are quote-unquote great fighters, they are not great fighters. They're not. You don't think I've seen these guys fight? I've seen them fight. Yeah, nothing special, man. I would beat all of them.